Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerusha Mechagid Daf Chav Vav, and we're talking about the fifth line with the words Ama Aretz. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Memsar Bas Biyaka Maishar Hernish Ama should have an Aliyah. So up to the last item on the list that we have mentioned, that we have a certain situation that could either go Lekula or Lechumra, and Rabbi Yechon says we go Lechumra. So the Gemara tells us Ama Aretz. What's this case? The Tanu of Brass that tells us Ama Aretz and Nishman Aliyah is Chaver. In Ama Aretz, he officially became a Chaver, which means originally he's an Ama Aretz, and we don't trust him regarding Tumah Tahara. Now he took upon himself, and we gave it our official stamp of approval that he's going to guard his Chulin in a state of Tahara, and Taharos, and he had Taharos from beforehand. Va'amar, he said, Bari li shenasu b'tahara. I know for sure that they were done in the state of Tahara, and this came from when he was still in Am Aretz. So, if he was the only one that was dealing with them, Taharos lo yitumeis lacherim, they're Tahar for him, but they're Tami for other people, because other people can't trust him for what was in his house when he was in Am Aretz. Whereas, agav acherim, if other people were involved in them, tumeis bein loy bein lacherim, they're Tami both for him and for other people. Now, Rekiv Amar, he says, what does that mean? Im Taharos loy, you Taharos lacherim, tumeis lacherim, you tumeis loy. If they're going to be Tahar for him, they should be Tahar for other people, and if they're going to be Tummy for others, they should be Tummy for him. And just like all the other cases, Rabbi Yechon says, Chaimrin were machmir, Tmeis, Bein Le Bein Lacherim, they're Tummy for him and for other people. Now going back to our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yanni says, Harayvin Hayu Aimrin, the Raivin, which means the Bachrim, the young ones, this is referring to the sons of Rabchia. Rabchia was Rabbi Yanni's son in law, so he's talking about his grandsons. They say that Betrum Shinas Lagava Kodesh, they're the only Kula in the Mishnah, which remember we had said at the time of the wine and oil making season, which asked Amaratim in regards to their Truma, but not afterwards. So the Raivin, the young ones, his grandsons, they said that's only with Truma that's Nasas Agava Kodesh, which means the Truma is being prepared with the high level of Kachem. Ha, Agava Atzma, Loi. But if the Truma is just being prepared for itself and there's no Kachem involved, so we're not able to trust Ama Aretz, even though it's the time of the season. But Vani Yomer, I say, says Rabbi Yanai, Afilu Nasas Agava Atzma, even if it's done just to be Truma. And Asrin Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yirmiya Kirovim. It turns out that Rabbi Yasi is like Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yirmiya is like the Bachrim, like these young ones, the grandsons of Rabbi Yanai, these two opinions that we just mentioned now. Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yirmiya, we had before as well, and it was the same exact machlaikas as is only by Truma Nasa Gava Kodesh, or even Truma that was done by itself. When I continue explaining the Mishnah, it had said, Im Amar Loi, that if the Ama Aretz told a fellow, Hifrash lo Seich Revius Bakodesh, I was Mavrash Revius of Kodesh into this barrel of Truma, Neman he's believed. Why is that? Says the Gemara, May Achashu Neman al Kodesh, Neman al Truma. That's because since he's believed regarding the Kodesh, as we had said, he's always trusted by Kodesh, even after the wine and oil making season, so he's also believed regarding the Truma. And one more line from the Mishnah that needs explaining, Kada Yain Vakada Shemen Hamidu Mais. Now, what's this referring to? So, Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbon, Elish Kodchen Vahana Sadema, is referring to the empty Kalim that they put tevel into. These kalim were prepared in the state of Tahara because they're going to be putting the tevel wine and oil into it, and afterwards they're going to be separating Truma from this tevel wine and oil. And so even though there's nothing in these kalim yet, since they're being prepared for this wine, we could trust them regarding the status of these kalim as well. Ant Halacha Hey continue to discuss a similar din where we trust Amaratzim regarding their kalim. Mishnah tells us, Medias Lofnim, from the city called Medias, and inside, this is a city 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So from the city and towards Yerushalayim, Nemanim al Klecheres, Amaratzim are trusted regarding their Klecheres, that they're Tahar, whereas when Medias Lachot in an Emonim from Medias and beyond, meaning further away from Yerushalayim, they're not trusted. And why is that? Well, because these Klecheres that we're talking about are used for preparing Shlamim and eating it, and we can't have Kivshinos, we can't have these special kilns that are used for producing Klecheres in Yerushalayim, so we had to get them outside Yerushalayim, and the Rechum realized that they had to be a little bit makel over here, enabling Yidden to rely on Amaratzim even outside Yerushalayim, and therefore they decided that Medias is this area from there and towards Yerushalayim, we could trust Amaratzim. Work. So a kader shu meichas akederos, we have our potter, he's selling his different pots and whatnot, the klecheres, nichnas lefinim and ideas, if he's now within this area, hu hakader v'hina akederos v'hina lekhen neman. And regarding the kelim themselves and the people who bought them, so they're trusted. Yatza in neman, the moment they went out, there's no trust anymore. That's because this whole takana has nothing to do with the person, it has to do with where the kelim are. If the kelim are within this ideas area, good, if not, not. The Gemara says, clarifying the Mishnah, masnisa b'klecheres adakim. The Mishnah is only talking about thin or small klecheres, and that's because, as we had said, this is for the tzarech of the tzibur. They need these klecheres for their kachim, for their shlomim, for their other things. And then we're only talking about small klecheres, but not very large ones, like giant barrels and whatnot, says the Gemara. Our Mishnah actually tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Hu hakader v'hin hakederos, that's the key word over here, v'hin olekhim, and ukederos, like klecheres dakenhein, aren't kederos considered small klecheres? And so we see this right from the Mishnah. We continue, nogabai taharos min amidias lefnim, time mashkes akli. If taharos went inside this kli, that's what it means. In other words, the Am Aretz filled up this kli of his with either food or drink, and again, he's within this area. Timei mashkes a kli, but the liquid is metame the kli. He's retrusted regarding the pot, but not regarding the food that's inside of it, so therefore it's going to be considered tamei. Now, it's only in regards to the liquid, because it's takanas chachamim, that liquid is metame kelim. But anyway, food is not metame kelim, so the food is not going to be metame this kli. We continue, hayama the mayim, let's say it's filled with water, so Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, neman al kli, ve'en neman al mashke. Here also, the Am Aretz is trusted regarding the kli, but not regarding the mashke, and therefore the kli would be tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan, he says that no, neman al zeh v'al zeh, he's trusting in regards to both, meaning water doesn't cause a problem. Says the Gemara, masisa pliga Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The previous mission seems to be a question on Rav Lakish. Why? Because we had learned that im amir loy fresh the seicher v'yis kodesh neman. That was during the year, and the Amma Aretz told the person that I have this barrel of truma here, but don't worry, I was mafresh, I separated v'yis of kodesh into it, so he's trusted. As we see from here, that since he's trusted regarding the kodesh, as that mishnah said, he's trusted regarding kodesh throughout the entire year, so that tells us that we also trust him regarding the truma. And that would seem to be Rabbi Yechon's sheet over here regarding the water in the kli, and that's not like Rish Lakish. However, Amar Zeir, he answers that no tifter we could explain, but Aimer ad shani chavre fresh tia. That mishnah could be referring to where the Amma Aretz had told the fellow that I separated this revius of kodesh into the barrel of truma when I was trusted even in regards to truma, namely during the wine and oil making season. And that's the only time we trust him when there's a revius of kodesh in there. But if not, then perhaps we wouldn't. Now, Chafav Bambez on top, we have a different answer. Rabban de Kisar and Sebishem Rabban Bar Chia, the time of Shem Elakish, what's Rish Lakish's reasoning? In Chaveris Lamayim, there's no such thing as Chaveris when it comes to water. That you're right, even though the Salma Aretz is here with his pots and pans and whatnot in the proper area, Minamodeus Vilafnim, towards Yushalayim, and he's considered a Chaver in regards to that, there's no such thing as being a Chaver in regards to water, and that's why the water is going to cause a problem for these pots. Now, until Chavav, the mission continues going similar. Hagabayim Shenechasu Lusay Chabayis, Gabayim that went into the house. Now, these Gabayim are not the regular Shul Gabayim, these are actually tax collectors, they were usually Amaratzim, and they went inside the house looking for things that people might have been hiding from the tax. V'chein, similarly, Haganovim Shechazir Sakalim, if Ganovim did Shuva and they brought back Kalim they had stolen, Namanim Lemar Loneganu, they're believed to say that we didn't touch the food inside, so everything's still tar. Yerushalayim Namanim HaKadesh, and Yerushalayim they're trusted even on Kadesh, and Bishasa Regal, when it's Yomtef, Afala Truma, they're even trusted in regards to Truma. So I think more quotes a Mishnah Mesechas Tars, which is very similar. Hagabayim Shenechzul Sech Habayis, Habayis Tomei. Gabayim went into the house, these tax collectors, all the Kalim and everything inside the house is Tomei. And Imaini Mahim Guy, that's proper Gersa, if they do not have a guy, meaning if they do not have a non Jew supervisor with them, Namanim Lemar, they're believed to say, Nichnasu, we went inside, Avalonikanu, but we didn't touch, so everything is Tahar. Now, I think we could say that this mission is a steer to ours, because ours seems to give an across the board heter that Gabayim the one inside the house, everything is Tahar. But this mission, as we just quoted, says that if they go inside the house, everything is Tameh, except if it's a certain situation, then we believe the minute's Tahar. So, how do we understand these two Mishnayas? Says the Gemara Apostle Atrein Pisrin, there's two different ways we can understand this mission that we just quoted, is that Namanim Lemar, Nichnasu, Avalonikanu, they're believed to say that they went inside the house, and they didn't touch anything. That's only B'Shein Edim Yadim, that's proper Girsa. If Edim do not know about it, that's because as long as nobody knows about it, and they, these Amaratzish tax collectors, are our only source of information, so this is called Hapesha Aser Hu Hapesha Eter. They, so to speak, asered everything in the house by saying that they went in, but at the very same moment, they said that they didn't touch anything, so they matter everything in the house, and again, the only reason why we're believing them is because we don't have that information from anywhere else. But if there was Edim that know they went into the house, then they're not believed to say that they didn't touch anything. Now we can take this understanding and apply it to our Mishnah, that when it says that they went into the house, they're believed to say they didn't touch anything, it would have to be referring to where there's no Edom about it, and it also has to be that they're not with their non-Jewish supervisor, and only in that case they're going to be trusted. And then continue to explain our Mishnah when it says Yerushalayim Nemanim HaKadesh, that heter is afilu yesh Edom Yodim, even if Edom do know that they went to the house, they're still trusted. The Gemara continues Pasala Pasar Chayron. There's another explanation of the Mishnah which is more makel, that Nemanim Lemer Nichnasu Avalonaganu, they're trusted to say that we went into the house but we didn't touch anything. And why is it important to say that there was no non-Jew with them? Lachain Tzricha, this is what it's for. B'shi yesh Edom Yodim, that's when Edom do know. In other words, according to this understanding, as long as they didn't have a non-Jewish supervisor, so they're believed to say they didn't touch anything. And the Adi Chiddush is that if nobody knows that they went into the house, there was no Edim, then even if they did have a non-Jewish supervisor, they're still believed to say they didn't touch anything. Now, applying this to our Mishnah, it would be telling us the same thing, that they're believed to say they didn't touch anything. That's as long as nobody saw them going in, and even if people did see them going in, if they didn't have this non-Jew with them, they would still be believed. And then we speak out the next part of the Mishnah, we Yerushalayim Nemanim Afal HaKadesh, and that's Afal Pi Sheyesh Edim Yodim, even if Edim do know, even if there's a non-Jewish supervisor as well, in Yerushalayim, we're more makel. Now we clarify this last point of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Levi, he explains, why is it that B'shas HaRegel, they're trusted even in regards to Truma? So he quotes a pasuk that tells us, Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechubur LaYachdav. Yerushalayim, which is built, is like a city that is Mechubur altogether. Now what does that mean that it's Mechubur? Yershihi Oysa Kol Yisrael Chaveirim. Pasuk's telling us that Yerushalayim is a city that makes everyone Chaveirim. Chaveirim over here doesn't mean that they're all good friends or buddy-buddies. It means that they're trusted in regards to Toma and Tara, are trusted, and we're talking about Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara Me'atav, that's really so. Afilu B'shayim HaShana. That should be even the rest of the year. When they're in Yerushalayim, they should be trusted even in regards to Truma. Why does the Mishnah say only when it's Shas HaRegel, when it's the time of Yom Tev? So Rav Zeir, he answers, Ovad B'shah, this heter is only at the time that we have the next pasuk. He tells us, Shesham Alu Shvatim, that's where the Shvatim go up. In other words, it's only at the time that the Shvatim are in Yerushalayim, namely Shas HaRegel, the time of Yom Tev, when everyone's Oil Regel. Only then they're trusted in regards to Truma, but not the rest of the year. Working time for the day and pick up tomorrow with Al Chazayin, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.